I'd like to get 10 Eggwood Delights, 5 chicken biscuits, 5 bacon and cheese biscuits, and 1 large coffee, please. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Yep, another drive-through. The last one of the 2012 season. Now that the Super Bowl's been played and we have a new world champion, everybody's 0-0, and we're on to 2013. Well, obviously disappointed in the way that it ended for us this year. We didn't reach our ultimate goal. But there's only one team that's happy at the end of the season. But I'm not discouraged at all. I think we accomplished a lot. I think we showed improvement from 2011. And I think the arrow is definitely continuing to go up, just like it has since we got here in 2008. Well, it was a very tough loss, simply because of the finality of it. It's much different than any previous season, because we were so close to having an opportunity to play in New Orleans. But it's a learning experience for us. We'll evaluate that game just like we will any other game, and learn from it. I think it's very important that you put both losses and victories behind you as quickly as possible and move on to the next task. And the off season will be a very active off season for our coaches, especially in terms of what we've got to get accomplished prior to the players coming back in April. And in terms of an organization, we've got a lot of things that we have to do. The roster that we finish the season with will not be the same as the rosters we have when we start the season next year. That's just the way that the NFL is built. There'll be guys that will be coming into our locker room and guys that will be going out. But I can't say enough about the guys that were part of our 2012 football team. They did a great job for us, and we were the number one seed in the NFC and won 13 ball games. And believe me, that's hard to do in the NFL. Well, for the players, when we had our debriefing meeting after the NFC Championship game, the one thing that we talked about is that we need to take some time away as players. You've got to unplug. It's a long season. It's both physically and mentally draining, so it's important to take some time off. By the collective bargaining agreement and the rules of the CBA, the players cannot have structured workouts with the coaches until April 22nd. In our case, we're not a new staff, and we've chosen that date as the day that we want to start our 9-week off-season program. So between now and April 22nd, the players will take some downtime. They will be able to use our facilities. We will not be able to instruct them in terms of having meetings with them. But once we start our off-season program in April the 22nd, we'll start and have a three-phased program. The first phase will be just weights, where we'll only be lifting weights, and they'll be working with our strength and conditioning coaches. And after a 2-week acclimation period, we'll be able to go out on the field with the players in what we call coaching sessions, and we'll spend about 45 minutes working on football. The rest of the day we'll be in meetings and in the weight room, and then we'll transition into phase three, which is OTAs, where we'll actually be able to go out and compete against each other. And then we'll finish up the last phase will be OTAs and mini camp, and that will conclude on on June 20th, and then our players will have one more week in which they'll be around. Basically, our rookies will go to the rookie symposium, and then they'll take 3 weeks off before we return in July. So that's their schedule. Our coaches' schedule, we've already started. We've been down to the Senior Bowl. Myself and Thomas spent 2 days down there, got an opportunity to watch four practice, introduce ourselves to some of the young draft-eligible players. We'll be evaluating our roster. Free agency will be coming up. We've got a number of free agents that we're going to have to work through, and that's just part of the process. You can't keep all of your guys. That's the way the NFL is designed right now. And then the draft's coming up. We'll have the combine in 2 weeks. It's basically 8 days in Indianapolis where we get an opportunity to really evaluate these players on some of their skills that they do with the testing, and then the medical staff will get an opportunity to do a thorough physical, and we'll be able to interview these guys. And then before you know it, the draft will be here, and we'll have our 2013 roster put together. In terms of time away, it'll be in the summer. This is very cyclical, the NFL, and the cycle of 2013 has already started for the coaches. As I mentioned, we were down in Mobile last week, had an opportunity to watch the practices, and we'll be into evaluating our roster, making free agency decisions. So actually, the downtime for the coaching staff and myself will be in June. So we're looking forward to not spending as many hours at the office that we do during the season, but we'll be doing some traveling over the next 60 days. Oh, I can't tell you how important it is to have home field advantage like we do at the Georgia Dome. Our fans are just fantastic. They have been since we've gotten here, and I think each and every year with the success that we've had, the fans are getting more and more into it. We've got very good fans. They understand the game of football, and this year I think was their most impressive year in regards to the noise level there in the Dome. And believe me, that's a big help for our football team when we have the Dome cranked up like we've had it the 5 years that we've been here. Well, the thing that I think we can all look forward to is that, as I mentioned, we're disappointed in our last game, but there's only one team in the NFL that's happy. We're not discouraged, and the one thing I can tell you is we'll continue to build our football team and try to improve it and be better than we were this year. And we have high expectations. We didn't reach our internal goals that we set for ourselves, so the bar is high in terms of what we want to get accomplished, and we will do everything in our power as a organization, as a coaching staff, and as a group of football players to reach that ultimate goal that we have. And the expectations, again, are going to be just as high or even higher next year. We want to be a better football team in 2013 than we have been in 2012. See you guys next year. Enjoyed spending time with you, having coffee and biscuits, and having an opportunity to give you guys an insight on the Atlanta Falcons football team and organization. Have a great off season.